In the book of Mark, you'll notice we have the sowing of the seed. It's a familiar passage to most all of us, but it's a very rich passage in regards to just sending out the Word of God. And we all at times have an occasion to give out the Word of God. And when we give out the Word of God, it goes in various places. And so that's exactly what this is about and the different kind of fruit that it produces. Shall we just ask the Lord to bless us? Father, be with us in the presentation of your word, that somehow by your grace, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it might touch us, it might encourage us, it might assist us in learning how to rely upon you whenever we bring forth the word. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Our Lord, of course, sows the seed of his word. The Holy Spirit is very instrumental, involved in the sowing of that seed. You and I, as earthly believers, are often given an opportunity to share the word of God with others. One of the things that we learn here in this passage is that we should always be aware that Satan works to destroy the sowing of God's word. Wherever there is the giving out of God's word, there is a working of the enemy as he does everything he can to destroy it before it bears forth any kind of fruit. In this passage of Scripture, we're going to find that there are four kinds of people. There are four kinds of hearts when it comes to ministering out the Word of God. Now, you and I know that the Word of God, God's seed, can be cast out everywhere as the sower sows the seed. And that's exactly what is taking place here. And as he sows the seed, he sows it in various places. And there are designated places where this seed goes, and there are places where the seed just happens to fall by the wayside. In verse 4, it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. So we see different kinds of soil. We learn there are different kinds of hearts. There are different kinds of people. The wayside is basically the pathway that the sower of the seed would walk on. It was not meant to be a place where fruit would be produced. It wasn't going to go deep down into the soil, be enriched, and give forth fruit. It was a hard path that the sower walked on. And it was so hard, there's no way that it could go in the ground and become fruitful. And the Lord made it clear that the word, when it falls on the wayside, is devoured by the fowls of the air. And so we learn here that when the word of God goes out, sometimes when it falls in a place that is a hard heart, the enemy is there to immediately devour it and destroy it. As believers, we need to realize that every time we give forth our testimony, every time we try to minister the word, when it falls on hard-hearted hearts, the enemy comes and devours it up immediately. We probably should remember that every time the word of God is given, the enemy is there to devour it before it would take on any kind of spiritual fruit in the heart and life of a person. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. There was just a little bit of soil there. And with the dampness in the soil and the sun, it gave forth some fruit. It sprang up very quickly. And sometimes we will share the gospel with certain people, and they seem to get so excited about the Word of God. Their attention is drawn towards spiritual things. And over the years, I have met these kind of people. And you get so excited about them so quickly because, man, they're fascinated with the Word of God, and maybe they want a Bible. They want you to get them a Bible, or where can they get a Bible? Or they dig their Bible out from wherever it's been, and they become excited. But then within a very short time, they're gone. Because sometimes the Word of God is placed on this stony ground that seemingly produces fruit very quickly, and it's an exciting thing. It springs up, and then it's gone. It was stony ground, very little soil. Because when we minister the Word to people in this world, they're all different. Some are hard, and some are just a little bit open, but they're stony. And when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. So much excitement, so much anticipation. We were so excited. We see somebody who's coming to the Lord, who's interested in spiritual things, and then poof, it's all gone. And they become the people who are scorched. They become the people who wither away from spiritual things. So on the one hand, we see the working of the enemy. On the other hand, we see the hearts of people and the different kinds of people there are. When the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it just withered away. And then some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and they choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Here's another kind of soil. It's a soil that hasn't been properly prepared because there's like thorns. There's questions there. There's a working of the enemy there. And just as soon as that word goes into their hearts and perhaps begins to produce some fruit and to grow, it gets choked. It gets choked before it ever really began to produce and yield forth fruit. When you look at these things from the perspective of the Lord, when you look at it, beginning with verse 15, it brings it all into a proper perspective for us. In verse 15, these are they that by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they heard it, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. It's gone. It didn't do anything. And then we go on, and these are they likewise which are sown on the stony ground, who, when they heard the word, they immediately receive it with gladness. But here's the problem. They have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. But when affliction and persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So this affliction that's being spoken of here in the Word is an affliction that sort of breaks down what was taking place spiritually. It sort of crushes them. They themselves were kind of excited, but a little bit of affliction, a little bit of breaking came into their lives and began to destroy what seemingly was a precious, fruitful time in their lives. And then, of course, a little persecution came, because we all have friends, and the friends might say, well, why are you going to church? You mean you're reading your Bible? And all kinds of persecution can come in from all different sorts of areas, and that again begins to eat up the spiritual fruit that was taking place, and they're offended. Now, the word offended here is a strong one. It literally means they were ruined. We had such anticipation for them. We were so excited, but the affliction and the persecution and the breaking and the trials and the trouble came, and they were just ruined spiritually. Whenever we minister the word to our family and friends, we need to keep all of this in mind. In verse 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. What is it that spiritually chokes some people in regards to their spiritual life? Well, the basic cares of this world, the basic interest in this world, the demands of this world come in, and they begin to choke out the spiritual possibilities in that person's life. And there are some people that can never get away from the hold of riches. And as the Lord said, but there, it is a deceitful richness. But the deceitfulness of riches makes a real impact on some people, and it chokes out spiritual things in their lives. Some folks just get caught up with the lust of other things, which simply means the desire of other things entering in and chokes the word. The word choke used here actually means a drowning. It is a suffocating choking that deals with all of the spirituality that could have, that should have taken place. And so we see all of this, this different kind of ground, and that's there every time we minister the word. But I want you to keep in mind that we have different kinds of people here. We have those by the wayside, hardened hearts. We have those who are the stony hearts. We have those that are scorched and those that are withered. Do you realize how many of these kind of people we meet in a week? There are so many people who have been scorched spiritually. They have been scorched by the problems of life. They have been scorched by other people. They have been scorched by the enemy, because I want you to see all of this as a working of the enemy. He devours. He scorches and he withers people. Keep that in mind every time we're trying to share the Lord or spiritual things. We're up against this devouring and scorching and withering of the enemy. And not only does it stop there, but he is one who chokes off any spiritual possibility. But finally, of course, in the spreading of God's word, some fell on good ground, and it did yield forth fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now, I believe that perhaps we could have more spiritual fruitfulness when it comes to the word if we'd learn how to just be prayerful as to where the Lord wants us to give his word. You see, this sowing of the seed has just been indiscriminately going out, been going out here and going out there and touching this person and touching that one. But how much better if you and I could become so trusting of the Lord that we would ask him where he would like us to distribute his word. Perhaps there would be more fruitfulness. And another thing that I think is interesting is that we have four groups of people, which means we've got the possibility that in all of our distributing of the word, in all our giving out of our testimony, probably only about 1/4 of it will ever do anything. Think about that. It's kind of interesting when you think about it. But then when you look at verse 8, and you see that some fell on the good ground, and I think that's ground that's been prepared. It's been prepared, the fallowness of it has been broken up, the rocks have been cast out. This soil is prepared for God's movement of His Holy Spirit. And as you look at that, you got to be kind of amazed, because it does bear forth fruit. But even when it bears forth fruit in the lives of different people, some 30, some 60, and some 100. Even when God's word really becomes fruitful and productive, even when a person comes and has a genuine relationship with Christ, we're all different. We're all in different places. And for some of us, it'd be 30-fold, some of us 60-fold, and some of us 100. We're all different. And the way in which God makes an impact in our lives is different. So as we close this, just remember, every time you minister the word, you are doing a battle with the enemy. And I told you several times over the years, and it's so true, I had a man in my ministry many years ago in Ohio, and we were in a particular church, and he told me he had been a medium for the enemy. And he had been pulled out, and he had met Christ, but he saw things that we didn't see. He discerned things that many of us didn't discern. And he used to tell me, he said, Jerry, he said, when you minister the word, he said, you cannot believe what flies over your head and around about you, trying anything and everything to devour it, to disperse it, to keep it from taking and bearing fruit in the lives of people. His name was John. Vicky would remember him, and I remember him well. And he said, always remember, to those who have discernment and can see, those who have seen the enemy, he's there. And he's doing his best to devour the word every time it goes out. So we have to be prayerful and careful when it comes to the word, that the enemy be rebuked, that the Lord have freedom to give out His word. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank You for this marvelous passage. We've met all of these different kinds of hearts. We've met all of these different kinds of people. And sometimes we get so excited when someone seems to be doing well and moving forward spiritually, and all of a sudden they lose interest, and all of a sudden they're just gone. And it worries us and it burdens us. But yet You've told us in Your word, this happens. This is a reality. Let us be careful and prayerful about wherever it is that we sow the seed of Your word, that it may be used to honor Christ and draw people into Your kingdom. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.